You are listening to an Eckerson Group audio blog.
Achieving Fusion, how Gen AI and data engineering help one another. Sponsored by Informatica. Data engineers have a problem. They struggle to prepare and deliver analytics data to support proliferating users, projects, devices, and applications. Fortunately, new generative AI tools can help them build and manage data pipelines more efficiently. Data scientists also have a problem. They must build new pipelines that prepare semi and unstructured data objects, text, images, audio, and so on for consumption by generative AI applications. Fortunately, new data engineering tools and techniques can help them build these pipelines. So, data engineering needs the help of Gen AI, and Gen AI needs the help of data engineering. Companies that solve these dual problems can realize powerful benefits. They can improve productivity and drive business innovation. Cool stuff. But achieving this synergy requires companies to foster best practices and enforce governance policies. This blog explores how data teams can foster these elements of success and realize these benefits. Definitions. Generative AI is a type of neural network that trains itself to interpret and create digital content such as text, images, or audio. Much of the current Gen AI excitement centers on the language model. An LM is a huge calculator that predicts content, often strings of words, after studying how words relate to one another in an existing corpus of similar content. Knowledge workers use language model platforms such as ChatGPT from OpenAI or Gemini from Google, as well as language model features within software tools such as Salesforce or GitHub that act as natural language assistants. How Gen AI helps data engineering. The problem. Data engineers design, test, deploy, monitor, and optimize the pipelines that deliver data for analytics. An explosion in SaaS applications, mobile apps, IoT sensors, data platforms, analytical tools, and business-oriented users makes their job busier than ever. They struggle to manage the data ingestion and transformation jobs that integrate these myriad components. The solution. Language model platforms and new language model features within pipeline tools help solve the problem. Based on natural language prompts from data engineers, they generate starter code for data pipelines, suggest ways to debug that code, then document those pipelines and the related datasets for cataloging. Language models also recommend rules for checking data quality and evaluate different architectural approaches to designing pipelines. In these ways, language models save time as they automate, accelerate, and simplify the complex and tedious tasks of data engineering. For example, Informatica helps do this with CLAIRE GPT. How data engineering assists Gen AI. The problem. Innovative companies are starting to build their own Gen AI applications. These applications include an LM or API that connects to 1. A conversation UI for users to engage the language model, and additional functionality that executes tasks based on language model outputs. Gen AI applications support use cases such as customer service, document processing, and marketing. But to deliver usable outputs, these Gen AI applications need usable inputs. They need their pipelines to transform unstructured data objects into numerical vectors that enrich user prompts and assist language model fine-tuning. The solution. Data engineers help solve this problem by building those pipelines, which comprise the familiar stages of extraction, transformation, and loading ETL or ELT. The sequence of extract and load, transform, and load again can prepare companies' domain-specific data for usage by their Gen AI applications. Extract and load. These pipelines extract relevant text from applications and files, then load it into a landing zone on platforms such as the Databricks Lakehouse or Snowflake Data Cloud. To improve Gen AI accuracy, this text should already align with master data and meet quality standards. Transform. Next, they transform the data to prepare it for language model consumption. They convert words to numerical tokens, group the tokens into chunks, then create vectors that describe the meaning and interrelationships of chunks. Load. Now they load the embeddings into a vector database such as Pinecone and Weaviate, or vector-capable platforms such as Databricks and MongoDB. Data teams then use the vectorized data to support Gen AI applications in two primary ways. First, they implement Retrieval Augmented Generation, or RAG, which finds relevant content within the vector database and adds it to user prompts so that the language model is more likely to give good answers. Second, they fine-tune the language model by adjusting its parameters to align with the vectorized text. Both RAG and fine-tuning increase the likelihood that Gen AI applications will have accurate responses that reflect the right business context and reduce hallucinations. Data teams also might help developers integrate these Gen AI applications with other applications and agents. Elements of success. To make all this work, data science and data engineering teams must adopt best practices and strengthen their governance frameworks. Best practices. The most knowledgeable data engineers should define best practices for using Gen AI chatbots and features within pipeline tools. As they experiment, they should document their pitfalls and lessons learned. Which data sources, programming languages, and transformation scripts are most appropriate for Gen AI assistance? What types of prompt techniques get the most accurate responses, and are the most effective ways to validate language model responses? The more your leading data engineers codify answers to questions like this, assembling templates and tips along the way, the better they can train those that follow. By the same token, data engineers and data scientists should define and evangelize best practices for managing the data pipelines that support Gen AI applications. Which tools and techniques work best for various datasets and Gen AI use cases? How should data engineers and data scientists filter, label, and manage metadata for various file types? As they answer questions like these, data teams will build a knowledge base that helps both sides of the equation. They'll build better pipelines for Gen AI and use Gen AI to build better pipelines faster. Governance frameworks. Gen AI poses a number of governance risks. For starters, it can hallucinate or give wrong answers, expose private data, or mishandle intellectual property. Data engineers, data scientists, data stewards, and compliance officers must define and enforce policies to mitigate these risks. For example, they might restrict language model usage to certain datasets, users, and applications. They should require data teams to document hallucinations and the prompts that cause them. They also should require Gen AI applications to cite their data sources and lineage when responding to user prompts. Perhaps most importantly, they should cleanse and validate all Gen AI inputs. Governance controls like these reduce risk for both sides of the equation. Gen AI assisting data engineering and vice versa. So, data and AI governance are critical. Conclusion. Fusion releases positive energy provided it takes place in a controlled setting, and such is the case with Gen AI and data engineering. The best practices and governance measures described here can help companies play this powerful technology to their advantage. Gen AI can help data engineers become more productive, and data engineering can help Gen AI drive new levels of innovation. To learn more about a vendor that contributes to this dual approach, you can check out this resource by Informatica.
Thanks for listening. If you like the blog, please subscribe or visit Eckerson.com for more content.